And I really appreciate all the singing. It's been a long time since I've heard that song about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And but I've heard it a few times, and you know, those things is it's scary to think about.
Oh, yeah.
And but you know, it's so real, and we see them things coming about today. And of course, the first horse, the white horse, is the Antichrist. We know he's the Antichrist because a bow was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And that's not like our Lord Jesus Christ. Some folk might think that that's the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's not. It is the Antichrist, and after that, amen, brings war. Amen. And he'll bring war. He'll go forth conquering and to conquer. We see some of them things start to happen in our world today, and I believe we're living in those last days. But we see things people want to conquer and to conquer. We see nation rise up against nation, and it brings war. War always breeds famine. Amen. Black horse went with a pair of bounces in his hand, I believe it was, and it always brings famine. Amen. A measure of wheat for a penny. A penny in that time was a day's wages. Amen. People be paying a day's wages for one meal. Amen. Well, it's hard to get a meal this day and time. I go to the shelves and you go to the grocery store and things is halfway there. We was talking about the Mississippi River. It's trying to dry up. Seems like you can't get boats up. But you know, them things are just a sort of a figment of what really will happen. And then, of course, the pale horse. Amen, is death and hell. Amen, that follows with it. So, I like the part, amen, that we can escape that part. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. We can escape that part this morning. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Isaiah. Amen, chapter 53. That's what the Lord laid upon her heart. And Lord laid on my heart here a few weeks ago about preaching about. I preached about Daniel, and then I preached the other Sunday about in Jeremiah, and I want to preach out of Isaiah, amen, this week. I don't know, next time we may preach out of Ezekiel. That's what I maybe plan on doing, but I want to bring a message, amen, out of these prophets, and they're considered major prophets. They're considered major prophets, the Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Daniel are considered major prophets, and the others are considered minor prophets. Amen. Jonah and Zechariah and Micah and all those. And they're considered minor prophets, but they're all prophets of the Lord. And their word is what folks had to go by in that day and time. They didn't have a Bible like we've got. They didn't have a sure more word of prophecy like we've been told about, and like we have. We've got a special, amen, we're privileged, amen. We don't really realize how privileged, Brother Rick, that we really are, of having God's book, amen. The word of the Lord, the prophets, amen, that prophesied and were written down, and the apostles, and Jesus Christ himself. Those three things is what our faith hinges on this morning. But Isaiah, amen, we'll preach a little bit about him, and we could go a long ways in either one of these prophets, but I want to read right here in Isaiah 53. It's probably one of the most popular scriptures that you'll read and we know about this morning. But Isaiah was considered the Masonic prophet, amen, the prophet that told more about Jesus and the life of Jesus, the coming of Jesus, and amen, about his kingdom than any other of the prophets. Amen. Daniel has to do a lot with world events, and so does Ezekiel, amen, and Jeremiah, the burdens that he had for Israel, amen, but they're all, amen, for us this morning. But Isaiah is a Masonic prophet, amen, one that told about our Lord Jesus Christ. And there's no better description, and I suppose, Brother Donald, in all the Bible than Isaiah 53 telling about the life of Jesus Christ this morning. Yes. And he said, and I'm going to read it, amen, and maybe read a little bit more here here directly, but he said in verse 1, said, who hath believed our report, And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Said, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, and there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and he was esteemed, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every man to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his graves with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because that he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He put forth him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. He, by his knowledge, shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because that he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, that he make intercession for the transgressor. My, what good reading. Amen. This morning, I tell you, we ought to all just praise the Lord for that this morning. This was written over 700 years before the Lord ever come. Before the Lord ever come there on that Christmas morning and was born, and the angels sang, and amen, they sang good tidings, amen, good tidings of men, and the gospel means to bring good tidings. He said, peace on earth and good tidings toward men, and amen, and peace upon earth this morning. But Isaiah, the Bible says, and amen, in Romans chapter 10, amen, he quoted this first verse. So, but Isaiah said, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? You know, you would think in this day and time, with the things that we've read, and as evident as the Lord is, and he is in a historical fact this morning, they know, amen, that the Lord was here. They know that he walked upon the face of the earth. They know his words were true. Amen. But the Bible says here, who hath believed our report? You know, there's something to think this day and time that folks still don't trust in the Lord, and they still don't believe in God, but I'm glad I believe in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad you believe in the Lord? Say amen this morning. Amen. I'm glad I believe in him. Amen. Not just from the head, but from the heart this morning. Amen. It said, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And Isaiah, amen, began to tell about this man. You know, the Bible says there was an Ethiopian eunuch that began to read this. He had been up to the temple to worship, and amen, and he had been up there, and amen, and that's where you used to have to go to worship, and that's where he had been, and he was on his way back, and he had that on his mind, and he began to read this scripture right here, but he couldn't understand, amen, what he was reading this morning. And amen, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord got Philip one time, and amen, and said, go draw yourself near, amen, to that chariot this morning. The Bible says that Philip went and drawn himself near, amen, to the chariot. And he heard that Ethiopian eunuch, amen, begin to read Isaiah chapter 53. And amen, and he went up to him and he said, do you understand, amen, what you're reading this morning? Do you understand what's being said this morning? He said, how can I know except some man teach me this morning? Boy, what a job, Brother Eric, it is to teach people the word of the Lord this morning. We're being taught everything else this day and time, but the word of the Lord. But he began to teach to him, amen, what Christ said this morning. He said, amen, he began to believe on the Lord. And he said, what the hindrance? And here's water. What hinders me about being baptized? And amen, this morning. And he said, do you believe the Lord? Do you believe in Jesus this morning? He said, amen, I believe this morning. And the Bible said this morning that he told the chariot to be still. And Philip went down and baptized him in the name of the Lord. Amen. But you know what here? Amen. He said in verse 1, who hath believed our report? Boy, I'll tell you today. Amen. Philip asked the Ethiopian eunuch, do you believe in the Lord? Amen. Do you believe God's word? Do you believe the prophets that he sent this morning? He said, I believe this morning. Folks, and I'll tell you, amen, that's what it takes to get to heaven. It's to believe on the Lord this morning. Amen. It takes believing on him today. Amen. We've been taught everything. Amen. Good works will get you there. Good works won't get you there.
Yeah.
Amen. Doing good deeds will get you there. Doing good deeds won't get you there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People say, well, I'm a pretty good person. I don't see that I have to do anything. I think God will accept me when I come, amen, before him. That ain't what the Bible says.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, folks, I'll tell you, it behooves me this day and time which we live. Amen. They want to figure in their own mind, amen, what's going to get them to heaven. Amen. And they'll tell about what they feel like. Amen. What they feel like. Amen. And everything. But it ain't what we feel like. It's what's going to get us to heaven this morning. It ain't our good deeds that's going to get us to heaven. Everybody's got, amen, their own mind, their own opinions, amen, about what it takes, amen, to reach God, about what it takes to meet the Lord. But I'll tell you this morning, amen, it takes the word of the Lord. Amen, it takes the Spirit of God. It takes believing on the Lord. Isaiah said, who hath believed, amen, our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord? Whom has it revealed this morning? Folks, we need to reveal the arm of the Lord. Amen. If we tell anything, it ought to be the gospel of God this morning. It ought to be the good news.
Amen.
Amen. There's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. We don't like to speak about hell. We don't like to speak about death. We don't like to speak about judgment. Amen. And you know, we certainly, God give us a life to live, amen, and he does give us life to live, but those are some things folks will never get away from today. Amen. They'll never get away from this morning. Amen. And I tell you this morning, I'd rather have the truth of God and the truth of his word than anything that I know of,
amen,
in the Bible this morning. Amen. And Isaiah here, amen, give a wonderful description this morning. I want to say just a little bit more about Isaiah. Amen. Just a little bit more. Amen. About Isaiah before I get on into this. Amen. Isaiah was a prophet. Amen. There in Israel. Amen. I preached about the prophets. Amen. About Daniel. Amen. And preached out of Jeremiah. Amen. How they were brought into Babylon. And, but this was before they was brought into Babylon. Amen. And Israel went into Babylon for 70 years. But Isaiah prophesied. Amen. Isaiah prophesied that they would go in to Babylon. Hezekiah, amen, began to pray. We know the Lord, began to pray to God. And the Lord told him, said, Isaiah come and told him, said, now, Hezekiah, you're going to die and not live. Thou shalt die, set your house in order, for you're going to die and not live. And the Bible says that Hezekiah turned his face, amen, toward the Lord. And God has began to call upon God at the altar. And before Isaiah got out the door, the Lord spoke to him. Amen. Told him, said, go back and tell Hezekiah, amen, I'll give you 15 more years, amen, to go. Amen. And but this is all before, amen, going in, amen, to Babylon. Amen. Into bondage this morning. But Hezekiah began to live. And Hezekiah showed the Assyrians all that they had, all that in Israel had prospered, and showed them all that he had, knew, knowing that he should not have done it. Amen. Yeah. Knowing that we thought to himself, Brother Eric thought, well, you know, it won't be no harm, amen, to show these things. It won't be no harm, amen, to show the wealth that Israel has, amen. But God frowned upon it. God said, you know what? Amen. Because this morning, Isaiah told him, said, because, amen, that you have done this this morning, said, Israel will go into bondage, and said, your sons will become Enoch this morning. Yeah. I tell you this morning, folks, we need to be careful on serving the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. We need to be careful on serving God. We need to be careful on what we believe. We need to be careful on what we follow. Somebody say amen right there. We need to be careful on what we follow. Amen. Folks are following everything this day and time. Amen. And everything that's not of God. Amen. It's not of the Lord. Amen. And but Hezekiah thought, well, this ain't going to be much big, no big deal. Amen. No big deal. God says big deal. Amen. The Bible says this morning that we see that the children, amen, of Israel that come out of Egypt never entered into Egypt because of never entered into the promised land because of unbelief this morning. I was reading this and I was thinking about when I was a young Christian. Amen. And I had a dear old lady, she had studied the Bible and she knew the word. Amen. And I was just a young convert in the Lord. Amen. I said, you know what I was talking about? We was talking about Jesus and you know, and I talk about some things that we personally might believe or might feel. And I said, you know, I said, I feel like the Lord was a very beautiful person, a very elegant type person. I said, you know, because the Lord meant so much to me spiritually, I thought to look on him on the outside, but he was probably one of the most beautiful person, hey man, that was born. She said, no, Robbie, the Bible says there's no beauty that we should desire. And I thought, boy, amen. There goes what I think. Amen. It's what the Lord says. Yeah. Amen. There's no beauty that we should desire him. Amen. But if I went on what I felt like, amen, that's what I felt like. But now, the Bible does say he's oppressed among 10,000 in my soul. Amen. I mean, the Lord is precious in your heart today. Amen. Amen. Hey, God is precious in the heart. Now, where is my heart? Amen, Brother Moss. He's the most beautiful thing to my soul. Amen. But the Bible says there's no former godliness, no former, no beauty, amen, that we should desire him this morning. Amen. He was just a plain man. He was just a plain figure. Amen. There's nothing special about him, amen, except what he was in the Lord. Amen. He was fully man, but he was fully God this morning. He was God reincarnate. He was God in the flesh. And the Bible says this morning, like you said right here, and you can follow this, and we read about the crucifixion of the Lord. Amen. And how did it come? And how this morning that the Lord gave His life blood for me and you, how they striped Him, how they whipped Him, how they beat Him. Boy, I'll tell you this morning, and it was 700 years before that ever happened. Amen. Folks think now that, well, times just keeps going on. Time just keep on happening. God just forgot about everything else. God just forgot about, amen, what's going on today in today's world. I mean, amen. How many knows that's not true this morning?
Amen.
God's not forgot about what's going on down here. Amen. God's not forgot about what I am, what we are, what you are. Amen. And we'll stand before the Lord. Amen. We'll stand before the Lord one day. Now, I'll tell you folks, there ain't none of us is perfect before the Lord. Amen. We're going to have faults. Amen. We've got our own human ways. But I'll tell you this morning, it's the blood of Christ. Amen. When the Lord looks upon us, amen, He looks upon the blood that was shed on Calvary this morning. Amen. Look with me there in verse 12. He said, therefore will I divide him a portion, amen, with the great, and with and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because that he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he will bear the sin of many, and make intercession for the transgressor this morning. We have an intercessor.
Amen.
I have somebody that pleads my case. When we come to know the Lord, when we come to trust Christ, amen, as our Lord and Savior, amen, that God comes in and He makes a new creature out of us. When we go to pray before the Lord, you know what the Lord does? Amen. Jesus will step up at the right hand of the Father. He'll say, Father, this is one of mine. This is one of mine. This is the one I died for. This is the one that trusts me. This is the one that is leaning upon me. Have pity and mercy upon him. Amen. You know what the Lord will do? God will say, I forgive this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad the Lord forgives sins today? Amen. Where would we be if the Lord didn't forgive? Amen. Where we was at this morning. Folks, I'm glad He paid the price, amen, that me and you could not pay this morning. Amen. He couldn't pay it. But He paid the price. 700 years this is prophesied. Amen. The Lord prophesied all these things. Brother Eric sung that song about the, amen, the four apocalypse of the horses. Spoken about in Revelations. Amen. That has certainly come about. Amen. We can see signs of things happen. We can see how the stage of the Antichrist is being set, and how a world order is trying to be brought in. One world currency, one world religion. Amen. A one world government. Amen. And everything. But God, amen. I was reading about the Tower of Babel. Amen. I was studying about this, reading about the Tower of Babel. They all wanted to come together.
Yep.
Amen. That they might reach heaven. Amen. Oh, we can all be perfect.
Yeah.
If we all come together. Amen. Amen. I tell you this morning. Amen. God told them there. He said, you know, said, I'm going to separate you. I'm going to send this race out. I'm going to send that race out. God come down. The Bible said He come down. And I like the way the Lord put it. The Lord come down to see what this is doing. Amen. Don't you think the Lord comes down and sees what we're doing every now and then?
Amen.
He come down to see what this is doing. Amen. He said, amen. Man's trying to fix his own problems. He's trying to make his own way. He's trying to work his own way to heaven. Amen. He's got all these things worked up. They're going to have heaven, amen, here on earth this morning. That's what the world looks to do today. Amen. They want to make, amen, a heaven on earth. Amen. Without God.
Yeah.
Without God. There will be heaven on earth one day. With God. Amen. Isaiah prophesied about it. Amen. About the millennial reign. Amen. About the lion will lay down with the lamb. Amen. And the child will play upon the hole of the ass. fast, and amen, and all these things, and the want time to be, and they'll be in the corner, but it'll be in God's ways. Amen. Folks who want to make their ways, amen, their own way. Amen. Bible says in Isaiah, amen, and I'm going to tell you, it says, amen, our ways is not as His ways.
Amen, that's right.
And our thoughts are not as His thoughts. But as far as the heavens is above the earth, so is the Lord's ways above ours.
Amen.
Amen. As far as the heavens is above the earth, so is His thoughts, amen, above mine and yours this morning. Folks, I tell you today, the word we preach, the Bible says it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching that men, amen, should be saved. You know what? The word we preach this morning, brother, it's been settled in heaven. I mean, it ain't going to be changed. I mean, it's been paid for, bought, amen, by the blood of the Lamb this morning. Folks, and I tell you, it's settled in heaven. You know what we need to do? We need to study to see what God has to say this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We need to see what God, amen, has to say. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord been revealed? Amen. I want to turn to the book of Hebrews just for a minute. Amen. Second chapter. Amen. I don't even think I've even marked it, but it's come to my heart. Amen. Bible says in verse 1, amen, said, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression received, and every transgression disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great of a salvation? So great salvation, which was at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost according unto His own will this morning. God said, you know what? I prove my work. Amen. We're going through and studying in Sunday school about the, amen, about the Acts of the Apostles and all the works that they did. I read a thing this week, or last week, upon the death of the Apostles. Amen. And the faith that they had in the Lord. Amen. All of them died, according to history. All of them died, amen, a premature death besides John. Amen. John was the only one that died, amen, a natural death. Amen. It wasn't that they wanted him to die that way. They had boiled him in a, they put him in a boiling pot of oil, amen, to try to kill him, but that never killed him.
Yeah.
Amen. They put him on the Isle of Patmos, amen, out there, amen, with the vagabonds and all that, and God used him there and gave us the book of Revelations that we read. Amen. They seen that that wouldn't even kill him, Brother Marshall. They just brought him back home. Amen. They just brought him back home. I'm going to tell you, if God be for you, who be against you this morning? Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I, the others died. Amen. And they were laid alive. They were crucified upside down. They were sawn asunder. They were, amen, they were all executed. They were thrown off of a cliff. Amen. And seeing that didn't work. Amen. So they got stoned and stoned them. Amen. But I'll tell you this morning, but the Lord allowed them things to be done. God gets done with you. Amen. He'll call you home. But I'm going to tell you until then, amen, God won't take care of His people. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to believe in the Lord, ain't you?
Amen.
I'm going to trust the good old book this morning. Amen. I'm going to hold to God's unchanging hand. It don't change. His word's settled in heaven. It don't matter what the world may make of God. Amen. They talk about God now. They want to make God, amen, in everything today. Amen. And this is some of the tricks they'll use. Amen. They'll say, the Muslims say, well, your God's the same as my God. Amen. It's all, we've all got the same God. No, we ain't. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen. We all have a God, the same God. Amen. Our God is not like their God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our God, amen, died upon an old rugged cross. Amen. His name is Jesus this morning. Amen. He's the Son of God. And their God is not like our God. They say we're all the same God. Amen. It don't matter. There's many paths. Amen. To heaven. And boy, they'll make it sound so good. Make it sound so right. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. There ain't but one way to God, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. And kids are being taught everything in schools today, and I tell you, I feel sorry, amen, for our young people in the day and age in which we live, because they won't teach them anything out of God's Word today. Amen. Boy, how important is Sunday school to us? How important is Bible school? And how important is, amen, church? How important is, amen, Bible time with your family and, amen, and these things, folks? No wonder, amen, the Bible says this morning, amen, said, how should he hear? Amen, said, how should he hear? Amen, without a preacher, and how should he preach except he be sent? That faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord this morning. I'm glad we've got the Word, ain't you? Praise the Lord. I'm glad we can come to the house of the Lord. You might not hear preaching a lot of them this day and time. But brother, I'll tell you, before I'm at, I'm going to tell the Word. Amen.
Amen. Yep.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to preach the Word. I've had a charge put to me, Brother Morris. Amen. The preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove and rebuke. Exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, for the time will come. They'll not endure sound doctrine today.
Amen.
They won't endure it.
We see it today.
There's some things we got to endure a little bit. Amen.
Yeah.
Some things you just sort of hang on to for a while. Amen. Nobody wants to hang no more. Amen. They'll say, well, let's hang with me a while. Amen. We're going to go hang out for a while. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to hang out with the Lord a little bit.
Amen.
We need to hang out. Amen. With the Lord. I remember what Harry taught me. So I never did forget it. He said, you know, he was telling us boys I'd got in trouble. He bet. We got in trouble. He got down there and he told us, now boys, if you go rubbing on this wall or this door, said, if you go rubbing on that lawn, I said, it's going to rub off after a while. I thought, boy, not just a youngster. I thought, boy, he's right. Amen. You be careful who you rub shoulders with this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know it. I've got friends that's lost. And, amen. They know where I stand. They know how I am. And, amen. And I try to be myself around them. And we got to be. We've got to be a light to the world.
Yeah.
Amen. But we don't run with them. Amen. They say, come on, Robert, go over here. If you and I remember a preacher saying one time, and he said this, I'm going to come to close here in just a minute, but He said his wife had been on to her husband about coming to church. And he said, well, said that he always wanted to go to the bars. And he said, well, said, I'll tell you what. Said, if you'll go to the bar with me on Saturday night, I'll get up with you and I'll go to church with you on Sunday morning. Thought, well, she knows she didn't need to be there. She went there and he manned that bar and hung out all night long, got up the next morning, and amen, he just lay there. He didn't want to come. Amen. Tell got started by how she'd been going to the bars. Amen. The Bible says you don't do evil that good may come. Amen. You don't do evil, good may come. Praise the Lord. I tell you, amen, it's time to do good. Amen, all the time. Amen, let our light shine. Mm-hmm. Amen, on the world. But who hath believed our report? Amen. I tell you, folks, you got to believe on the Lord. It ain't everybody. I had a fellow tell me one time, I said, ain't everybody going to hear you. I said, I know that. I said, God didn't say there'd be everybody here. He said there wouldn't be everybody to receive me. That don't bother me, Eric.
Yeah.
I tell you what bothers me. I tell you what bothers me. Brother Robbie, amen. If I fail in preaching the Word this morning, that bothers me. Amen. Praise the Lord. You love the Lord, say amen this morning.
Amen.
We're quiet this morning. I think we're soaking in this a little bit. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to read one more verse. I'm looking at it right here. Amen. In Isaiah 53, go to 52 and verse 14. Just two verses right above where you read that. It says, many and astonished at the, his visage was so mired. This is talking about the Lord. His visage, talking about the Lord now, when he died, gave his life. His visage was so mired, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. No one ever suffered like the Lord. Amen. Folks, we ain't never gone through, I'm telling you, folks, plain this damn time, they ain't none of us, no, not one, that went through anything that the Lord didn't go through and conquer. Amen. No one ever suffered like he did. No one was ever been rejected by his own like he was. No one ever suffered loneliness. Amen. A man of sorrows. He suffered all them things. He didn't have to. But Brother Melvin, he chose to, that he might be with us in every situation we come through. Amen. There ain't a situation we'll ever come through that God ain't done been there and the Lord ain't done made the way, because he is the way this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Ain't you glad?
Amen.
Ain't you glad of being an old-time Christian? I'm an old-time Christian this morning. Amen. Ain't the one old-time Christian. That's just being a Christian today. Praise the Lord. You bet. All right. Let's bow our head. We're going to come to the Lord this morning. Lord, we thank you today for your goodness. And thank you for paying the price for us, Lord, and for thy salvation, Lord, giving you life's blood. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being able to preach your gospel, Lord, that you give us, God, and to share the good news, Lord, that you died for each one of us, that we, Lord, could escape, God, the things that this world, Lord, will be coming up on, God. We just thank you for those things, and Lord, we just pray that help us, Lord, to reach out your word to others that's about us, and God, that they may, in our hope and desire and prayers, that they may believe, they may trust in you, they may come to know you as Lord and Savior before it be too late, Lord. And we praise you for it in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand this morning. Come next, God. Eric, come get us a song ready. Amen. I don't know your heart here this morning. Amen. You need to come for prayer. Maybe you've never trusted the Lord as your Lord and Savior. I don't care how young or how old we might be. Amen. That's a decision everyone has to make. Amen. To trust the Lord. Believe upon Him. Amen. And the Lord said, come. He said, let whosoever will, let him come. He that is athirst, let him come. Amen. He that is lonely, let him come. Let whosoever will, he said, just let him come. And take the waters of life freely. Amen. It's a free gift. Praise the Lord. And it's simple. Amen. Folks try to make a hard thing out of it, but it's a simple thing. It's a simple way. And it's easy to walk in it this morning. Amen. While we sing, let's make it open.
There's a call.